British Empire's achievements and its failures, both on a grandiose scale, cannot be summed up even in volumes of words and pictures. Every aspect of British daily life has been affected. Afternoon tea, something the world thinks of as typically British, began with the Empire. Ketchup, calico, pajama, bungalow, and tattoo are just a few of the words that the colonies introduced into the English language. British writers have focused on Empire subjects, from Rudyard Kipling, who wrote at the Empire's height, to a host of modern writers. England's public buildings and monuments reflect imperial influences. Empire settings were featured in paintings by British artists. And Empire soldiers fought for the mother country in both world wars. Where the British had once emigrated by the tens of thousands to the colonies, by the 1950s, the Empire had become a source of cheap immigrant labour for Britain. Advertisements were placed in colonies and former colonies for jobs in Britain, the poorly paid jobs, such as driving buses or nursing, that did not attract white Britishers at a time of full employment. Because immigrant workers were poorly paid, they soon found themselves in a cycle of poverty, bad housing, and poor education. Many immigrants also encountered racial prejudice, in part the result of attitudes formed during the days of the Empire. Anger and racial tensions exploded into rioting in a number of British cities in the 1980s. By this time, though, tiny Britain had become a poor relation among the wealthy industrial nations, economically far behind the United States, Germany, and Japan, and its empire had shrunk to almost nothing. Yet the imprint of the proud British Lion remains wherever it once ruled. And in Britain, the memory, along with many of the trappings, persist.